95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
If you heard a... That was Kevin putting on his muff.
Why do you have to... Why do you have to point that out?
Because I just wanted to say muff.
Okay.
I wouldn't have otherwise. That wasn't the usual word. I wouldn't have.
What day is it? I can't remember what
Friday! Woo! Yes! Hell yeah! Dang! Hashtag. What?
You scare me. First of all.
It's Friday. I don't necessarily have to be somewhat sober tonight.
That's correct.
For tomorrow's big work day.
Like you're ever somewhat sober.
Exactly.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Okay.
We have tickets for the LA Kings.
That's right. That's the Monday game, right?
Yep, in the 3 o'clock hour.
Very cool.
We have the weirdest thing you've seen your coworker do.
Oh, man.
And that's might get ugly. Listen.
I mean, we've worked with people like Jed the Fish, so there's a story or two.
Yes, there is. And I'm sure you've worked with a lot of weirdos as well.
Right.
So that's a thing.
Maybe a person who pretends to be a dog for your amusement.
We're going
to
start something new. Friday's Call of the Week. So
call
our
of the
favorite
week.
Call.
Oh yeah,
from this week.
Okay, cool. Do we fist fight for it? Like, or decide whoever wins the knockdown drag out fight?
Oh, I think you'll agree with me off the air.
Oh, okay.
100%.
Oh, okay. With the one you've got picked.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
An update on Hank the Tank.
Ah, what's going on with the bear? We'll find out. I'm excited.
Hank the Tank apparently has been accused falsely.
You're kidding. It wasn't Hank breaking in all this time. It was a guy in a bear suit.
Details coming up.
Oh, damn.
And also at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Between 5 and 7.
Yes!
It's our old request fest.
Party!
So whatever song will get your weekend started right, we'll take your request at 818-955-KLOS in the 5 o'clock hour.
Happy Friday!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And you know David, by any chance, in El Monte? Are you familiar with David?
Oh, he does good work.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's really good at texting in particular. He texted yesterday the word we gave him, and as a result, we'll be going to see Paul McCartney on his Got Back Tour 2022. That's happening Friday, May 13th at SoFi Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now via Ticketmaster.com.
We're going to give away another pair of tickets, 2 tickets to see Paul McCartney at SoFi. You have to text this word.
That's a lot of work.
It's a really tough word, though.
Can I just sit down and go to sleep?
It's sluggo.
Blah, what a dumb word.
To 68683.
Text it now.
68683.
And you might be going to see Paul McCartney.
Correct. I don't know if you have been following Hank the Tank, but I am obsessed.
Yeah, no, I love Hank. Aww. Hank the Tank. Yay.
500-pound bear Hank the Tank gets a reprieve following new DNA evidence.
Talk to me, freaky. Wait.
He has been wrongly accused.
But everybody was saying this 500-pound bear was
not him?
Breaking him. Into Lake Tahoe.
It's him, but Holmes. They've done DNA tests.
Yeah.
And they think it's 3 or 4 bears. They looked at the fat guy and they went, fat guy, break it in me. That's what happens.
Right?
Fat guy.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was getting around a lot for a 500 lbs bear.
Right.
So clearly he had some not help. He wasn't getting any
I'm not
cut
positive
of
why they were doing DNA evidence exactly. But
they had nothing to do in Lake Tahoe.
I guess not.
I mean, you got the bear. What is it? Bear League?
There's a bear league. It's a local bear advocacy group named the Bear League. And they made a big deal about the fact that a lot of people were saying they might have to euthanize the bear.
Yeah, boo.
Right. And so then, you know, public outcry was like, let's not do that
because
there are actual wildlife sanctuaries
that'll
take a bear. There was one in Colorado. There's several in Southern California.
Even one
California.
That crams its big fat ass through little tiny windows to eat out of your fridge. They'll take them. No
but
big deal.
But it's not just Hank.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to actually...
Good.
Give him a reprieve.
Good.
But Hank the Tank has a cool name.
Yes.
The other bears, not so much.
What are the other bears?
I feel like we need to come up with some other, like, really good nicknames for fat bears.
Fat bears.
And I'd like to get it started.
Okay. Yes, please do.
With Thickie Minaj.
Yep. Hey, you know who was here last night ravaging through the Thickie Minaj?
With his friend, Count Fatula. Fatula.
But you came up with Count Fatula and you couldn't say it right. I love that.
Correct.
Yay,
yes, well I couldn't done. Say it right. Yeah. You know who else was with him? The Titanic. So we need names because they all need cool names like Hank the Tank.
There's other
fat bears. Let's not leave them out of the cool nickname category.
Yeah, and they're breaking into people's homes and eating stuff out of the fridge.
How about Jabba the Butt? I mean, let's come up with some creative nicknames for these bears.
That's a gooder. Yes, please.
It's ridiculous that Hank is the cool one.
Yeah.
And he gets blamed for all of this.
Yeah.
And instead, there's other ones that are out there breaking in and eating.
Yeah.
Like Fat Man Robin. Like that.
You've done a little homework. Were you up till like 3 in the morning or something last night?
I was up till 3 in the morning. Yes, that's true. I was, yes. Squatty Dotty, you know.
That's a gooder.
El Chubbo.
El Chubbo.
Carbzilla. I mean, look, there are different names, but we need to come up with some good ones for the Bears.
Yes,
because
please. The Bears.
Hank the Tank is not the only one that should have a cool name.
Yeah, so you got one? You come up with one?
Right.
Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS. We told you about 500-pound bear Hank the Tank that was rampaging through homes in Lake Tahoe.
You go, bear.
And his name is Hank the Tank.
Yeah.
Now they've done DNA tests and they realize that there's 3 or 4 bears. And only Hank the Tank has a cool nickname.
Let's remedy that.
So we need some nicknames for fat bears, which is a strange category that I never thought I would say necessarily. But something like Buns and Roses. You know, something that is appropriate for a fat bear. KLOS. Well, hello.
Chunky Chuck or Ned Zeppelin?
Ned Zeppelin.
I like it.
That's pretty damn good. Thank you, sir.
KLOS, hello. We're looking for nicknames for fat bears.
I heard there was also 2 bears now, too, so let's name them Kevin and Swago.
How dare you?
818-955-KLOS, names for fat Tahoe bears, please.
We were bringing up the fact that we introduced you to Hank the Tank, the 500-pound bear in Lake Tahoe that is breaking into people's houses and eating their food.
But it turns out, twist!
There's a twist in the story. They did a DNA test. I don't know why.
Because they're bored.
And they realized that it wasn't just Hank the Tank. It was 3 other bears as well. Man. And none of them have cool nicknames.
That is unacceptable across the board.
So we're looking for, this is a strange category, I know, but fat bear nicknames. Like, for example, Can't Run DMC.
Ah, maybe. Nice one. Now
KLOS, hello.
Either Chubby Chucky or Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim is great.
That's solid. Very good. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
I got one for a fat bear that might give it a little street cred.
Street cred for a fat bear.
Heavy B.
Heavy B.
Heavy B is great.
Heavy B.
Or the Notorious P.I.G. Thank you.
Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello.
Nicknames for fat bears.
All right, Sluggo, I'm sorry, but it's got to be Sluggo.
Wow, I think we already covered that.
That's painful.
But thank you.
That guy said Kevin and Sluggo.
That's right. A good point. Thank you for clarifying. Let's take all Kevin
named,
out of that.
Yeah, they're all named Sluggo. So name them all. Oh, he got hung up on.
What a shame.
That's a shame.
That's too bad. KLOS, hello.
How about for fat bears, Simon Growl?
Simon Growl is a great one.
That is.
That's fantastic.
Simon Cow.
Yeah, we get it.
Thanks for calling, man. Irritated Kevin.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Don't irritate Kevin.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, I was wondering, how about the Refrigerator Perry?
Oh,
no, not bad. That's not bad.
Very solid.
It's not bad.
Hey, say hi to Mike Miguel, my tile guy. We're doing our kick-ass time, and he loves your radio station.
Right on, Mike. Mike, you got good taste. Woo!
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. Just want to get a name on the bear.
Fat bear nickname, yes?
Yeah, Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard is pretty great.
That's super good. And that's he likes to great. Eat.
See?
Hey, that's a cross the board.
Get in my belly.
Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah, baby.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Slash is who that is. He was Matt Penfield's guest on New and Approved last Sunday, if you missed it. Actually, a couple of weeks. You can catch it all online. You can demand to listen to it anytime you want.
Let's give away some LA Kings tickets.
Let's do that.
With some hockey slang. KLOS, who's this?
This is Paul.
Paul, you are caller 13. Do you want to go see the Kings on Monday?
Yes, I can.
All right, now listen. You got to turn on my... Come on, man. Come on.
It is there, but you can hear
it. It is there. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right. We are going to do hockey slang. So I'm going to tell you what the slang term is, and you have to tell me what it refers to in the hockey world.
You got it.
And then if you get it right, he's going to put your name in a big old nasty vat of oil and maybe pull it out, and you'll go.
Sounds great.
All right. Are you ready? This is the word twig.
Twig. That refers to your stick.
It does refer to your hockey stick. Yes.
Nice. Hold on a second. Don't go
away. What was his name again?
Yeah, I have no idea. He's on line 4, though.
Okay, line 4.
Gentleman on line 4.
In the drawing, I'm just going to say, hey, line 4 won. All right. KLOS, who's this?
Hello. Who's this?
Yeah, who's the... Don? John? Don?
Sean.
Sean, none of the above. All right, are you ready? I'm going to give you a slang term, and you're going to tell me what it means in hockey.
Okay.
What does it mean to pinch?
To pinch?
Yes, pinch.
It means to pull the goalie.
Nope. Sorry.
Damn it.
That's when the defense skates into the offensive zone and sort of takes the walls. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Well, it was nothing like what I was guessing.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
This is Tracy.
Tracy. All right. Are you ready for some hockey slang?
Oh, yeah, baby. Winner chance. Woo, baby. Kevin and Slugo, you guys rock.
Just to make sure, you know you haven't won quite yet, right?
No, but that's cool.
No problem. Okay. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
All right. What does the word snipe mean in hockey? Snipe.
That's like a good shooter, like a sniper.
A perfectly placed shot.
Ah,
yes, well done.
That's a good name. All right, we're going to put your name in the drawing, Tracy. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
KLOS, who's this?
It's Mike.
Mike, are you ready for some hockey slang?
I am.
What does top cookies mean in hockey? Top cookies.
Top cookies?
Yep.
When they put the puck on the side and then you, bam, you slap it.
Put the puck on the side and no, that's not correct.
Puck on,
it's another word for top shelf.
Hey, dude, that was a good try though. I liked it. Kevin was like, maybe, but no.
I was just trying to figure it out. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. You're our last contestant for today. Are you ready for your hockey slang?
Sure.
All right. Your hockey slang is wraparound.
Alrighty.
What does that mean?
It's not Bono's glasses.
I think that it means when a shot goes around a player and into the goal.
A shot goes around a player.
And into the
goal. I mean, it's goal. Technically, it's a person who has the puck skates behind the neck and then the net and then tries to score.
Sounds like that.
I think we'll give
put you in the drawing.
Credit for that.
Hold on. We're putting you in the big vat of liquid that Kevin is now reaching into for either Tracy, Amy, or Line 4.
Or Line 4.
So what are you pulling out of the vat?
It is, I can't read my writing. It's Amy.
Oh, Amy, we were just talking to you, Amy, and you just went and won.
What?
Congrats, you got 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Boston Bruins as they celebrate Black History Month, Monday, February 28th at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can buy tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you and 3 friends get in for free. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Hey, it's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
Starting a new feature today called the Friday Call of the Week, our favorite call of the entire week.
I know now which one you are voting for, and I believe I'm on board with
you
that.
You agree as
yes,
well?
Yes, I believe so.
Excellent. So that's coming up at just before the top of the hour, and then All Request Fest.
Was it your call? Who knows?
It's happening at 5. Right now, weirdest things you've seen coworkers do. Chances are you've seen some weird stuff at your job. Maybe you have a colleague who shows up to work, takes off their shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, I can't stress enough. This doesn't have to all be gross.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, it could just be weird.
Right.
Be odd. But, you know, if it is a little gross, we can stomach
it. There's a list in BuzzFeed, and it talks about somebody who at work would bring their pet bird in on their shoulder.
Oh, no.
And work with the pet bird the
whole day. If the bird was quiet, it would be okay. But if he's like, ah!
Yeah, I don't know. I don't love the bird thing anyway.
Yeah, eat me.
Right. Living in your office is another one. At one point, a hated manager was living in the office with his wife and their 2 dogs.
Wow. I mean, I can see you spend a little time there.
She would walk around the office in her house robe and slippers.
No, carrying
one of those dogs. She paged her husband over the loudspeaker.
Come get your damn dinner. Hey, fat bastard, come get your damn dinner.
So, 818-955-KLOS, the weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do. Undressing in front of you is one of them. My boss, the CEO, has changed in front of me, top to bottom, but leaving his underwear on twice during conversations.
Now, I know someone, speaking of that sort of thing, who got pantsed over at the other station to the...
I don't know what you're talking about.
And ta-da! Presented to the world.
The second time I saw it coming, tried to back away, but he followed me because he still had more to say. It was awkward because I didn't know where to look. Eating frozen meals, still frozen. One of my coworkers eats a frozen meal for lunch every day, and I mean frozen.
I used to like to take the little chocolate brownie out of the frozen TV dinners and eat them that way because they were actually really good.
Well, this was another step because she didn't bother microwaving them, and they did have a microwave.
Nope, no good. That's crazy.
So she would eat it with a plastic fork and just like repeatedly break forks off in the frozen.
It might be a little softer if you cooked it. Dingbat.
Talking about weirdest things you've seen coworkers do, brushing your teeth at your desk.
At your desk. Yep. I kind of freak out a little when people do it in the bathroom here, sort of.
I used to work in a cubicle across from a guy who brushed his teeth at his desk. He would go fill his coffee mug with water and then brush his teeth and then spit it back in
No spitting.
That happened. aggressively promoting your self-published adult novel to your team.
That I approve of.
One of my coworkers wrote and self-published a book. He actually gave out free copies to everybody, and it was very explicit.
I approve.
And finally, 10 minutes of cat noises. I have done some voice work for video games, which includes things like making 10 minutes of cat noises.
That's annoying.
So they would do that in the office. Yes. 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 I think we get it.
Well, you said 10 minutes. I got a long ways to go.
So the weirdest thing you saw a coworker do, 818-955. Stop it. KLS.
Floyd, man.
Right?
Floyd, dude. Some Floyd on KLS.
Number one tattoo.
Yeah, man. That's right.
Number one band for tattoos.
Right on, man. Hey, $1.24 million. That's how much the KLOS 2022 St. Jude Rocks brought in this year. It's unbelievable.
You guys rule. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for that. Helping out St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And this year, $1.24 million came in. And we want to thank our friends at Premier Coach Auto Collision Group, servicing L.A. and Ventura County, for being a sponsor of KLOS St. Jude Rocks 2022.
All right. We're taking calls on the weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do. You have a story like that?
So I used to work at a bowling alley over in Lakewood, California.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys used to sniff the bowling shoes at the end of the night.
Did you say sniff?
Yes. He used to smell the bowling shoes.
Would he go from pair to pair to pair?
I would do it a couple times, but they would end up in these big boxes, and he would just grab a couple, and he would smell them. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Did he ever have, like, a really dramatic reaction to one? Like, oh, here's the one I was looking for. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a special fetish. Yeah, well, I'm glad I don't have that one.
Same.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
What's going down, fellas?
Talking about the weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do.
I walked in on a grown-ass man making love to a cantaloupe.
I'm sorry. Making love to a cantaloupe.
I mean, was he talking nice to it, too, or just, you know?
Making love to a cantaloupe. I was working at the Peppermill Casino in Reno, Nevada when I was, like, 16.
Right.
And I was a prep cook, and I walked into one of the walk-in freezers, and the guy was butt-naked standing there with the cantaloupe.
Wow. What? Do you think that guy ever tried women?
I have no idea. I'm okay. I quit the job about a week after that.
Smart.
Right on. Well, I hope they're happy together forever. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
The weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do.
I had to narrow it down, man, but I worked in an office years ago, like actually a law firm,
mm-hmm.
and they hired this young, like nice Filipino kid who was like a drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I walked in the restroom and he was bent over with his back to the mirror, adjusting his junk that he had tucked behind him, and he was trying to get it all in place so he could hold it there. And
that is hard to do. Tucking is difficult.
Did he say little help?
That might be where the line is, the HR line. Dude, thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS.
The weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do. We are talking about weird coworkers and the strangest things you've seen them do. You have a story like that?
Sniff the car seat after a girl dropped it off at her shop.
Sniff the car seat. There's a lot of sniffing going on at work.
Yeah. It's all about sniffing. Now, do you think it was just for comedic effect, or was he really way down into it, man?
Great question.
Thanks.
He was into it. Yeah. He was some old school mechanic, and he was a pretty hot girl, you know, mind you. And
right.
So, hey, that's pretty hot. I'm like, oh, yeah, she is. Man, I'm a sniffer seat, and I didn't believe it until I saw it, so.
But I got to tell you, like, I would do that if I knew it would make you laugh.
Yes.
But you don't think that's why he was doing it?
No, the older dude, probably not. Just probably he's actually not going for it.
All right.
Like, it's about all the action I get anymore.
Basically, yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So I work with this guy still, and I see this guy pacing back and forth in front of the storage unit, and I was like, what is he doing? And all of a sudden, he goes kamikaze and jumps over the fence and damn near himself. And walked back like no one knew, and all of us were just kind of like,
all of you saw?
Why did he do that?
All six of us. He did this at a public storage unit. He hopped over the fence because he didn't want to walk to the bathroom. Oh, actually, sorry. The bathroom was closed because of COVID. So his resort was just sheer panic, and he just, right before he hopped the fence, he rubbed his hands like he was about to, you know, brace himself for something.
Wow.
I still work with this guy every day, and it's my boss's little brother.
So there's not much you can say, really.
Wow, that makes it difficult.
No, I just see him every single morning, and I'm like, what's up, Sling Blade?
Has he ever indicated he has any idea what you mean?
He says if I bring it up again, he'll attack me with a hatchet. I'm like, dude, it's been a while, so I'm just going to keep saying it.
Well, we have it on tape here now, so we know if he does attack you with a hatchet.
Attack you with a hatchet?
You can take that tape to the judge.
He carries a hatchet in his car. He's a strange guy.
Wow.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do?
Fight over toast.
Do what?
Fight over toast?
Fight over toast.
Fight over toast, yeah.
Just pieces of bread.
Yeah.
Wow. How violent did it get?
Two ladies. No, I mean, well, it didn't get physical, but they argued, and it was just hilarious. I happened to be there to watch the whole thing.
Well, listen, once you find a piece of toast, there's no way to replicate that.
Yeah, it's pretty rare stuff.
So.
A gal walked in, and she put toast inside the toaster.
Right.
There's your toast.
She walks away, back to her desk, and the other girl had walked in, took the toast out because it was ready. The other girl comes in.
I think I've lost interest in this story, dude.
Right.
But thank you for calling. That was fun.
That was a great story. Thank you.
We got your toast. 818-955-KLOS.
Weirdest thing you've seen coworkers do. We're taking calls on the weirdest thing you've seen your coworkers do.
So I was working in a restaurant for the breakfast time, and my coworkers peed in the pancake batter.
Was that revenge for a rude patron?
No, they just thought it was funny. They thought they would pee in the pancake batter and see how it cooked up.
You know, I think that happens.
And it cooked up, strangely, it cooked up fluffy and nice and golden brown.
No.
I couldn't deal with it. I quit.
Good.
Yeah.
I hate to think that's what's happening to my pancakes.
I think a lot of that goes on from time to time.
I'm afraid it does.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that pancake story, sir.
KLOS.
My pancakes the same anymore.
Hello?
Okay, so I worked at the Body Shop, a strip club on Sunset.
Sure. Yep.
Like La Cienega.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never even been in a strip club. This was literally my first day. And the DJ booth is... I was a DJ. The DJ booth is in the dressing room, and all the girls will stop in front of this big full-length mirror and check themselves one more time before they go down the stairs.
Right.
Well, this big, beautiful blonde walks up to the mirror, looks at me and says, "Give me your lighter." I hand her my lighter. She lifts one foot straight up in the air, and there's a...
Nope.
...on string.
Nope.
...hanging out. She lights it on...
Nope.
...fire. Like a fuse.
Nope.
Hold on. Kevin's pushing the nope button. Oh. Oh. I was enjoying that story, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
I was very much enjoying that story.
KLOS, hello.
I work at a radio station, and my coworker once tried recording me while I had my b**** in your mouth.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're going to open up the phones here very soon for requests. Like
yes.
We do on Fridays between 5 and 7 for our All Request Fest.
That's a fact.
First, it's time for the Friday Call of the Week. This is our favorite call from this past week.
Yeah, we pore over them, we think about it, we drink heavily, and we decide which one was our favorite call of the week.
This was pretty easy.
Yeah, this was very easy.
Yesterday, we started talking about a woman who dresses up like a dog and barks yeah. And pants.
We're hoping to talk to her a lot more as time goes on.
So we were talking about weird kinks, and we got this call from this girl saying...
Hi, I'm calling in response to the kink thing that we just heard.
The weird kinks, yes.
I it's kind of out there. I don't know if you guys would air it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Give it a shot.
I'm a foot.
You're a
girl.
Foot
You're
girl.
A foot girl.
What does that entail?
Well, it's kind of like, oh my God, I feel so bad when I say it out loud.
Say it out loud.
It's mainly the middle of it. It's like a crevice. Kind of like it has a secret to tell.
Okay, wait. Okay, so hold up. So if you're with a guy, you're attracted to the middle of his foot because it has a secret to tell.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
I don't either, but it's odd.
It's more specifically the toes, but like there's something about the arch.
Huh. Really? How long have you felt that way?
Well, it started for like as long as I could remember.
Mm-hmm.
But like... the moment I said something about it in high school, they were like, why would you even say that? everyone just kind of stayed quiet, and I felt bad, so I never brought it up.
Yeah, but you know what you find out?
But then when I got with my husband...
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what you find out is that everybody sort of has those things that they're ashamed to mention.
Yep. That's so does he like it? Does he like... Yeah, does he like you having your way with the middle of his foot?
Yeah, honestly, nice. I'm telling you, man, it's the arch. It's like, it reminds me of like a bridge, kind of like a rainbow. Like, where are you going to take me on the other side?
I love the thinking.
I don't understand it at all, but good for you.
Yes, good for you. And I'm glad that your man appreciates it. Good on him.
And I'm glad that you're man enough to say something about it.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
I got really lucky. I got lucky.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That is awesome. Yeah, definitely our favorite call of the week.
Wow.
Yeah, Foot Girl. Yay. I will never forget that.
Well done,
the
Foot Girl.
The arch has a story to tell.
All right. It's time to start taking requests.
Yeah, why not, man? Mistaken. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. We take requests every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7. It's our All Request Fest.
On 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Every Friday from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
I think this guy's been on hold for a little while. I think he has a really odd request. Hello.
I was praying that you guys had some extra Kings tickets, and before you answer, please ask me why.
Why?
Why?
I died last Friday morning and got brought back to life.
Literally died? Physically?
I swear to God, true story. I got the paperwork to prove it.
What happened?
I had a ketoacidosis. My blood sugar was about 1,100, and my kidneys failed, and I collapsed in my bedroom. My girlfriend called the paramedics. They brought me back to life, and I spent 5 days in the ICU, and I am out, back, and better than ever, feeling great.
My God, wow.
That's insane. That's insane.
True story. I swear I can text you.
Listen, we believe you.
No, I kind of believe it. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, we'd have to ask the man down the hall if he's got any extra tickets for the game on Monday. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. I would greatly appreciate that if possible. If not, I just appreciate you guys listening to me.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go down there and we'll see what we'll rattle his cage.
I appreciate it.
Very interesting request. Hold on, don't go away. But still, we're taking requests. What do you want to hear right now?
98.955 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, it worked! The man said yes!
We got some Kings tickets.
I can't even believe the man said yes. Now, dude called in, said he had died on Friday, was able to prove it.
Literally
back
died.
To life. Yeah. And asked for Kings tickets. And, dude, we're able to make that happen.
Kevin, Sluggo, thank you guys so much.
Here.
You are very welcome.
Neil, well done.
And James from Calabasas wanted to hear Freebird.
Play Freebird!
That's exactly what he said.
Freebird!
On 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Every Friday between 5 and 7, we do our All Request Fest at 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for streaming us. We appreciate it.
Very cool.
So, look, me and my daughter want to request a song. Hold on just a second.
All right.
We both work the third shift. Cut it off. I'm on. Request what song?
Hey, KLOS.
Hey.
Hi there.
Kishmar. I can't think of who it's by, but I like that song.
Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin. Yes, Led Zeppelin.
You guys are you there at the place alone? It sounds like you're vacuuming up right now.
No, we're not alone. We got other people that work around us.
Well, you tell them that they're going to hear some Kashmir right now on KLOS.
And Greg Niero is our man, so y'all be nice to him.
We love Greg.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys are awesome. You rock. Yes, you do. You rock. You're the best radio station around.
We love it when you listen online. You listen all over the country, all over the world. No, I suppose that's probably
not Knoxville, Tennessee.
Nah, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, thank you for calling in and listening out there. That's very, very cool.
It is our All Request Fest on KLOS. Who's this?
My name's Diana.
Hi, Diana. What can we do for you?
Hey, I have the best song to get your weekend started.
That's what we're looking for on our All Request Fest. What do you got?
I would love to hear Atomic Punk by Van Halen.
That's what scientists call one arseload of Led Zeppelin on 95.5 KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. On Fridays from 5 to 7, we do our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. Oh, man, I finally got through. Hey, you guys are the best station all in L.A.
Thank you.
I gotta say that.
Thanks very much. Agreed.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Hey, let's have some Oingo Boingo.
I love Danny. I love Mr. Elfman. You know, I thought for a minute, and I think I said this on that other thing I do, that Oingo or Danny was following us, the Kevin and Sluggo show.
Right.
That's not true. He's not. I thought he was. I was really excited about it. I'm like, oh, that's cool, Danny.
Listen, no one knows. We can just make it up.
Yeah. All right. Danny's following us.
Woo!
What song do you want to hear, man?
Only a Lad.
That is so funny, Ozzy.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello.
Yeah, what's up, man? I'm wondering if I can hear ELO Do Ya.
Ah, oh, see, I love that song. I like the original proper version, but I like that he grabbed that and did it, and very, very cool.
Yeah, you know, it's one song I hardly hear on the radio, and I think I heard it about a week ago when, I guess, what's her name at Top of Clutch? She does her little show.
Yeah,
Marcy, yes.
Yeah, the boot camp.
Marcy, yeah, and she played it, and I go, I want to hear it. That's a good song to hear. It's just for the weekend coming. It just gets the blood flowing.
Absolutely. I love ELO. Very happy to play it for you, man. Who are you?
My name's Chris from Montebello.
For Big E in Sherman Oaks.
Big E in the house!
Muse, it's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello.
What's going on, Kevin and Sluggo? How are you?
Good.
We are good. What song will get your weekend started right?
Well, how about a little Black Crowes? Twice as hard.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I love that song.
That song is Foo Fighters. I do,
so
too.
So good.
You know, their movie opens today. Studio,
oh, that's right.
Studio 666.
Six.
Starring the Foo Fighters. The story follows the Foo Fighters who move into an Encino mansion to record their much-anticipated 10th album.
I wonder if Dave wrote in that. Much-anticipated.
And then they soon learn that they have to grapple with supernatural forces.
Oh, darn it.
It is in theaters today. Studio 666.
Yeah, we gave away a whole bunch of tickets to that this past week, so thanks very much to them for getting us hooked up with that. All right, we got about, 30 minutes or so of the All Request Fest left to go.
818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Friday weekend! Ah! All right, I'm okay.
It's Friday.
Okay.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We are great. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Oh, that's fantastic. Hey, I know you guys play new music, but I was wondering if you guys could throw on some new Scorpions. Peacemaker.
Color It Done. Fairly recent stuff from Scorpions. It just hasn't gotten enough love in the world, so I was happy someone requested that on our precious All Request Fest.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, my name is Gabriel Sanchez. I was wondering if I could request the song Dr. Feelgood by Motley Crue.
The answer is Montana. I think the answer is yes.
Oh. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the answer is yes.
All right, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's Green Day for Jeremy in Irvine on our All Request Fest.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We are great. It's our All Request Fest. Can we play a song for you?
Yeah, of course. Heck yeah. Robin Trower, Day of the Eagle.
I might be able to do that for you. Who are you?
I'm Justin. I'd like to send a shout out to my dad, Angel. Angel Mia. I've been driving on the road since 6:30. Just got back from Stockton, California. I'm back in town now. So
welcome back to Los Angeles, man. And some Robin Trower for you now. I don't know why somebody, I can't talk. I sound like the fish.
Trower power, baby.
That's Robin Trower. That dude was doing a lot of driving, man. He said he was going to still go out and take his wife out tonight.
He's only been on the road 12 hours.
Yeah, you know, big deal. So there you go. All Request Fest, Day of the Eagle.
It is Kevin and Sluggo, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Hank the Tank, the 500-pound bear that's breaking into homes in Lake Tahoe eating their food.
Yeah.
Has been cleared by DNA evidence.
Yeah.
Well, not entirely cleared. There are two other bears that were also involved. One we decided should be named Simon Growl, and one named Hunky Brewster.
Beautiful. Two beautiful names for bears.
Also, we gave Los Angeles Kings tickets to a guy who literally physically died last Friday.
Yeah, and he was able to prove that he was dead on the table, and he was in the ICU, and he was like, can I have some Kings table?
He's just happy to be alive.
No kidding.
And we talked about the weirdest thing you saw your coworkers do. This guy called saying this.
I walked in on a grown-ass man making love to a cantaloupe.
So that's the thing.
All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty, the Kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
By the way, one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Weeknd.
Jimi Hendrix's member was immortalized on this day in rock in 1968 in clay when Cynthia Plastercaster made a mold of his love gun after a show at the Civic Opera House in Chicago on this day in rock in 1968. Van Halen's Jump started a 5-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1984. Nice little tidbit for Black History Month. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when James Brown received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award.